Righto, it's Thursday, so we've got Supercoach looming large in front of us. Oh, gee whiz, I'm in a world of hurt at the moment. I'm beaten by Avery last week in the draft, the head-to-head. I need help. I wasn't on last Thursday. That was the problem. Timmy Williams giving all this great advice, courtesy of scplaybook.com.au, and I wasn't picking it up. He's here today. G'day, Timmy.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Jimmy, might need to stick with your commentating. Stick what you're good at.
Plenty would argue about. Anyway,
tough season.
Yeah, very tough season. Can I, just before we get going, you know, the versatility of the workforce, and we know all about how, you know, the you can work from home and all that. Where are you actually today?
Doing it tough up in Byron Bay today, mate. But we preach a nice, relaxed work environment here at SC Playbook. And so we're doing a bit of work from the lovely cafes of Byron Bay.
So hang on. During the course of this season, I know that you've been in Cooma for multiple weekends and weeks. I know that you've been on Hamilton Island at different stages. And now you're at Byron Bay. And when you are in Sydney, you live on the beach at Cronulla. Gee, haven't I missed a trick?
Come join me, mate.
All right. Hey, your brother Sammy, he's tipping as world class first couple of weeks. How'd he go last week?
He had a cracker last week. So we put on the Half Backed podcast our few different plays on, and one of them's the lock of the week. And the first one he came up with his lock of the week was Brent Nade, an anytime try scorer. And it was in that, it was before, obviously before the game, and the Tigers were paying about $6 against the Broncos' phone call. We just laughed at him. He's paying $2.80. He scored within 12 minutes, and everything he said around it was around Adam Reynolds defending tight to his back rower, and it just creates that space out wide. Yeah, 12 minutes in, he nailed it. So Sammy boys in a bit of form.
Okay, Half Back podcast. Is where you go for that one. All right. I reckon there's a huge number of people who are listening right now that have Nathan Cleary in their side. He's out and for an extended period. What are we doing, Timmy?
Yeah, unsurprisingly, Cleary owned by around about 95-96% of top ranked super coaches, even in the top sort of 10,000. Pretty well everyone had him. Anyone who dodged him and didn't own him, absolute miracle. Replacement wise, Nico Hines is another very highly owned player, but he's the number one bet. If you don't own him just yet, the Sharkies have a nice run home. After that, there's guys that are pretty popular owns in Joey Manu, Ruben Garrick, James Tedesco. All of them remain great buys. If we're looking elsewhere to them sort of fellas, Val Holmes, his ownership's rising, but he's scoring really easily at the moment. He's a terrific buy. The one for me this week, though, is Adam Dewey. He averaged in his final six games before his ACL injury last year, 102. He knocked out a ton last week.
Wow.
We now throw in that the Tigers have a decent run home. No Jackson Hastings, no Luke Brooks. It'll be all Adam Dewey this week and for the rest of the season. So I really like him. And then the other one who, as an overall player, I'm going against Latrell Mitchell for the run home. Very terrified for that matchup with the Warriors this week. I think he could score any sort of number there. But if I was a head-to-head player in week one of head-to-head finals this week and I didn't own him, particularly if your opposition owns Latrell, I'd be probably looking to get him in just to sort of nullify that risk, and I'll be putting the skipper on him as well because he could score anything against the Warriors.
Did you understand that move to centre for Latrell last week?
I had no idea why that happened. I know that at stages, sort of since his return, he's spent a bit of time, you know, shooting out to the wing, just get a little bit of a break from sort of the what's required at fullback physically. But, you know, I mean, Jed Cartwright went down with, I think it was a hammy or something last week.
Yeah,
a hammy. So the fact that your sort of makeshift centre goes down injured and your first point of, you know, way to fix that is to move your best player to centre where he had six runs for 62 metres in that game. It just made absolutely no sense to me. So I don't know what I'm missing out on there, but yeah, it can't happen again, surely.
Head-to-head final start this week. What strategies do you put in place for the listeners, mate?
Yeah, so when you're in your head-to-head finals, hopefully a lot of people out there obviously made their top fours, their top eights, maybe a few minor premierships secured. it's all about monitoring your opposition, basically, and just assessing over the course of the weekend how your head-to-head fixture is going. If you're in a comfortable position and you're beating them pretty well, they might try and make late captaincy switches. So if they're trying to do that and they switch from, say, a James Tedesco to a Nico Hines or something, just match them at the final minute. Do it just before the kickoff so they can't pull any swift ones on you. And the other one is just hold off on trades if you can. So if you're smashing a team by sort of 300 points and you're thinking, I can't lose this, hold off on those trades and save them when you might need them next week. Or if you're in the top four and you get the week off next week, you might have them the week after and they'll come in really handy. On the flip side, if you are losing your head-to-head fixture and you need a little bit of a Hail Mary, maybe try and go with a captain that your opposition doesn't own, someone with a bit of a high upside. Alternatively, you know, maybe you make a little bit of a left field trade to try and get yourself out of trouble. So just a few little options there.
Okay, yeah, because just thinking too, based on what we saw last week and what we see in round 21, who knows who gets injured, who gets suspended too, right? So that's all going to play its part in this run home, especially with the head-to-heads. Most importantly, we talk about it every week. I think I'd be lost without it. Captain, this week, where are we going?
So Nathan Cleary-Gorn throws this wide open for the rest of the season, which is exciting for Supercoach. Look, this week, as I said, I'm unfortunately a non-owner for this week, but Latrell Mitchell in that Warriors matchup, I'm terrified to not own him. It's a really mixed and mashed up Warriors outfit. Wade Egan's been named at 5'8". A few other players are all over the shop. So if I owned Latrell, he'd be my skipper. Elsewhere, I'm looking a little bit of a risky one, but Cam Munster against the Titans. The Titans' defence is just pretty horrific, to be honest, and he could carve them to bits. I think Brandon Smith's back in the side. He'll generate plenty more ruck speed. I'm hoping he starts for them. They get more go forward, and off the back of that, Munster, he could rip and tear. He's also should be goal kicking with Nick Meaney out, so it's a big positive for him. If you want to play a little bit more conservative, Nico Hines, Mr. Reliable, playing against the Dragons, little bit of an awkward matchup, just being the local derby. The Dragons can fire up for that, but they're the areas I'd be heading.
Is there a more reluctant goal kicker in the history of rugby league than Cam Munster?
I'd throw Josh Dugan in that mix, and you could probably put Jordan Rapana in there also.
There you go. I love the way you can name them straight off the bat. What about your Raiders too, mate? They're a big hope in this game, and if they win that one against the Panthers, wow, what about the run home?
We've got a lovely run home. We've obviously got the Panthers a very fortunate time. After being in all sorts about 6 weeks ago, we've really turned a corner off the back of, everyone's putting in, but Joe Tapani and Hudson Young, they've been phenomenal for us. Hutto Young, Joe Tapani, he should be probably prop forward, Dally M prop forward of the year.
Yeah.
And Hutto Young, he's got but he flies on him. No one wants to touch him, so good for us.
Yeah, been excellent. I'll let you get back to your chai latte with a twist of lemon. or maybe it's almond milk, is it?
Soy for me, mate.
Soy. Oh.
not a chance.
Mate, yeah. And he's walking around with his laptop too. Don't worry, mate. Everyone knows you're a Supercoach nerd wherever you go, so which is all good. Thank you, Timmy, and we'll speak next week.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
There he is, Timmy Williams, our man, on the spot in Byron Bay. Where else would you be? All thanks to scplaybook.com.au. I tell you what, that halfback podcast sounds good as well. I might check that out. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.